Good morning, 7:50 a.m. on Sunday, April the 22nd, 2017. So, I came out early. It's cold. I put my gloves back on because my fingers are freezing off here. It's cold. It's 40 degrees, but the sun's not up. Even, you know, it's up a little bit, but there's a pretty solid cloud deck right overhead and off to the east. Off to the west, there's some blue sky showing up. Some pale blue sky up above the clouds. I know the sky is a deep, rich blue. But right here, it's cold. So yesterday I went to a book signing, not my own, but somebody else's. Two of the Rocky Mountain Fiction writers had a book signing here in Greeley, and I went to it, and it was fun. Spent a couple hours hobnobbing. I took my elder. We talked and talked and listened and talked, and it was good. It got me restarted again, I think. So today I'm up, I'm out, I'm moving. I've got to get back by 8:30, which shouldn't be a problem. I should be back by 8:10. Got to get the kid up, fed, ready for work. Because she has to be at work at 10. She's got a mid today. I need to fix something for dinner. I'm trying to think of exactly where I want to go with dinner. Last night I tried one of the new recipes. Red beans and rice. Which I technically was a side dish. But the red beans, the brown rice, lots of spices. I didn't put in anywhere near all of the spices that they asked for, that the recipe called for. But I put in some garlic, I put in a lot of little cayenne pepper, threw in some Southwestern flavoring, some chili powder. Because for all intents and purposes, it was a meatless chili. Except it wasn't meatless. It used ham, lean ham, which I happened to have on hand and didn't know what I was going to do with, since I can't put it in a sandwich. And it was really good. It was a 200-calorie dinner. I was well under my target calorie intake yesterday and had a pear just before bed. It was quite yummy. It was a little bit bigger than average, but it was still quite yummy, and I enjoyed it. And my blood sugar is down this morning, so down a lot this morning. So yesterday was a good day. Today is starting out pretty well. I'm hungry. I've got to get something to eat here pretty quick, but I figure I'll go home and feed me and then feed her. See who else might be up and around looking for food. And take it from there. I got some chicken. I sort of toyed with the idea of either slow cooking the chicken or doing a little marinade with it and throwing it on a grill. Because I got salmon that I can have for me. So I can grill some salmon for me. And actually, my younger daughter said that she would have. Anytime I wanted to eat salmon, she would eat salmon with me, so. The brown rice was a hit. Everybody liked the brown rice, which was great news for me. Because brown rice I can eat. I can't eat very much of it, but brown rice I can eat. I cooked extras. The red beans and rice. I made a double batch. So there's leftovers, and I'll bet they're delicious today. I'll have them for lunch. Or maybe I'll make a salad. I got a bunch of greens. I got a bunch of vegetables. I got some cucumbers, celery, carrots, mushrooms. Ooh, mushrooms. Yes. So my stomach is rumbling, and it's telling me, you know, dude. It's time to eat. And usually, most of the time, I only have, like, the cats complaining that they need to be fed. Now I'm complaining that I need to be fed. Of course, the good news is I'm the cook. So if I want to be fed, all I have to do is go to the kitchen and feed myself. Except I have to be careful of what I eat and how much of it I eat. But the scale's my friend. I have some good, sturdy metal measuring cups. I have a scale. I might invest in a new one. Because this is going to be part of my rest of my life, and this little chintzy plastic scale, while it seems to be pretty accurate and pretty consistent, having one that's got a little better footprint, it's got a little more reliable mechanism, can't hurt. Weigh myself. I don't know what I weigh anymore. Clocked out of the doctor's office at 193, which is down 5 or 6 pounds from when I went in to get my rheumatologist appointment. Is this my friend with a Scotty dog? I think it is. So if I can keep going down, if I can get down to 180, by the end of the 3 months, that would be good. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, how exciting, this people. The dog was desperate to try to sniff me. So yeah, I'm sorry for all of the medical, dietary conversations. It won't always be like this. I hope it won't always be like this. I hope at some point I will actually think other things. I had a good chat with my daughter yesterday, my elder progeny. Who sometimes goes as daughter, sometimes goes as son. Pronoun use is always problematic because I don't know if we're in a he mood or a she mood. But, good kid. We had a long talk yesterday about, because we attended the reading together, and of course the two people who are reading, or at least one of them, knows me really quite well, who's actually a fan, and is the vice president of Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. So we had a lovely conversation about books and marketing and what makes sense in terms of what you're trying to accomplish, in terms of what helps to generate sales. And that led EJ to talk to me about, why don't I have any sales? 7 books. I think it's 3 series, 3 trilogies underway. And no sales for this month at all. Basically 0 sales. So we went through and... Monk Post. Say it with me. I took... I made her log into her KDP dashboard and look at the dashboard, look at the sales reports, which said zip, and then look at the titles. And the entry title is pretty clear. It's Revenant. The title is Revenant. And it's about... Her elevator pitch is, I write about dead people. I write dead people. That's what it is. I write dead people. But it doesn't, it's not really wide enough. It's not really big enough to encompass all of the work. So we brainstormed a little bit, and she's probably going to use something like, I write about various levels of immortality. So the gods are immortal, but some people are effectively immortal because when they die, they come back. And some people aren't immortal at all because when they die, they go away. Which is an interesting set of ideas. So we went through and cleaned up keywords. We went through and repriced the books so that the first book is $2.99. The other books are $3.99. They're short reads. They're, 50,000 words, 60,000 words. That's about it. So $4.99 is a tough sell at that. But at $2.99, $3.99, these are basically popcorn reading. So $2.99 to start, $3.99 for the follow-ons. Because if you like the first one, then, paying an extra buck for the next book is not going to be a major obstacle. It's a psychological game. We went through the pricing and the foreign markets. Because if you leave the pricing to Amazon, Amazon will just run whatever conversion happens to be for your U.S. price and then tag that onto the book in the foreign stores. But I think it matters if you have pricing that looks reasonable to them. So Canada, seeing a book priced at $3.72 isn't really confidence inducing. So I had to go through and round either up or down to the nearest 99. So the books became $2.99 if it was like $3.22, or $3.99 if it was $3.75, $3.73 or something weird. So she went through and did that, and she's not listing anywhere else except on Amazon. I had her enroll into Kindle Unlimited, so she's going to be able to take advantage of Kindle views or Kindle page reads, which might actually give the books a little more traction. any traction is better than what she's got now, which is zip. So we had quite a, we had several long conversations, and as is her habit, she said, well, how do you learn all this stuff? How do you know all this stuff? And I forget that they don't really know that I started with computers. I was 12, so 50 years ago. That I've been working with computers and programming, that I remember the internet before there was a web. I played on the internet before there was a web. I was looking at the curious characteristics of computer-mediated environments, which we would call today social media, long before there was social media, and even before there was web. I was looking at how computer-mediated environments, how people related to each other in computer-mediated environments. So the web is only 2 years older than my older child, which boggled the brain when that small objective fact was pointed out. So I spent some quality time, which was really cool. I don't spend too much time with her because she's rather reclusive. She stays in her room. She doesn't come out much. When she comes out, she tends to be gregarious and flailing and then disappears back into her room again. It reminds me a lot of the Molly Ringwald character in The Breakfast Club. Which some of you aren't old enough to remember. So yeah, it was a good day yesterday. It was an interesting day yesterday. It was a day that sort of reminded me that, yeah, okay, I'm not going to go out and drop the dime on a pound of steak and have it for supper. I can have a baked potato, I just can't have a whole one. And I have to plan ahead for it so that I have the carbohydrate slot to fill in with it. Because, man, white potatoes are deadly. Holy crap. So, you know, it's been sort of, the last few days have been sort of tough because, like, okay, I don't get to do food. I don't get to do the food I'm used to doing, which is a little distressing because the food I was used to doing, food I am used to doing, is food I like. But the challenge now is to find food that I like that I can actually eat that's not going to kill me. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a bit of a struggle. But the red beans and rice last night were delicious. I enjoyed them. My only problem was it was like half as much as I needed. Half as much as I wanted. But then I realized that it's a side dish. And I could have eaten twice as much as I actually did. And probably still been within my calorie quota for the day. Yesterday was for all intents and purposes, yesterday was a fasting day. Because that's about all I ate, was fasting levels. Okay. So here I am, at the back gate, getting my gloves off. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.